You're listening to Megiddo Radio. Megiddo Radio is a radio ministry of Megiddo Media. For more, visit our website at MegiddoRadio.com. That's MegiddoRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome. This is Paul Flynn with Megiddo Radio for the 25th of November 2017. Thank you all for tuning in. On tonight's program, we're going to be dealing with a topic that I've never dealt with, but kind of something that's been concerning me for some time. And it's going to be dealing with what's called the alt-right. And from time to time, we will delve into politics, we'll delve into different things as it relates to sin and, you know, spiritual growth believers. Now, I believe the reason why I'm covering this today is because I believe it will affect people. I think it is important that we do not, in an overzealousness, to react against the unhinged leftist attacks from the other side. Now, I'm going to get into all that in a second. Just explain, for those who don't follow on Facebook or not on Twitter or anything like that, you might not know. Sorry about last Saturday it took off because I think it was just extremely... Oh, yeah. I was kind of just extremely tired, you know, kind of bit off a bit more than I can chew. The day before, I did a program with a guy that I would call a good friend of mine now, actually. Somebody I've been Skyping back and forth, Brandon Lockridge of Full Armor Radio. And it was the second time I was on his program. It's a young program. He's done something like 20-something episodes, and he's going through the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith and things like that and talking about relating issues and all that. So I just basically got to know him through email and Skype and stuff like that. Really nice guy. And it started off just him asking me questions and stuff like that. So people are actually genuine and don't want to get into a big fight with me and, you know, things like that. Can work out pretty well now. So I did that. Was it Friday last week? So go to fullarmorradio.com, I think is the website, or it could be .org. If you go to the Facebook anyway, I've linked in that, and it's also I stuck it on the YouTube channel as well. I think it was a really fun show to do. But I'll be honest, by the time I got to bed the next day, I'm glad I did the program. I'm just, by the time I got the next day, I was just kind of wiped out. And three shows in 1 week was maybe a bridge too far. And then my two daughters got sick this week. They were both in hospital. I'd ask that you keep them in your prayers. And people want any more details, they can just email me. But they had breathing problems. Just keep them in prayer. They were in basically with the same problem, but at different times. One of my daughters was in Sunday night. The other one was in for about 24 hours. When was this? Ooh, Wednesday, I think. I'd be honest, the whole week is a blur. I missed 2 days of work as well because of this. So anyway, it's been kind of a bit of a very busy week. I think only the fact I had all this stuff ready and I've been thinking about it for a while. Thinking about, quote-unquote, the alt-right, it's a hard thing to define, but it's, I'm going to look at a slice of it, I think that's really all I can do. So it's been a bit of a kind of a busy week with his being sick and things like that, and one of them's on a, kind of one of those brown inhalers for 6 months, just sort of keeping your prayers, and it's something that has happened before with one of my daughters, so Lord willing it won't happen again, and hopefully they'll grow out of it. They're already 3 years old, twins, both of them. So, okay. Now, so hopefully we can go back to that nice little routine that we had where we were kind of doing, twice a week, every week. I've also got a bit of an update, an upgrade on the editing software that I have, and I think I found a way to, speed up the rendering times, and hopefully that'll allow a bit more video content on YouTube. I'm not really focusing on YouTube as much as I used to before. I hope to have this program actually on MegiddoTV.com, because of the nature of the topic, and I also plan to cover, if, time permitting and all that kind of stuff, maybe that free will debate in Houston that's causing a bit of war of words at the moment. Not that I want to get involved in that he said, she said, all that kind of stuff. I think it's always best to avoid that kind of thing. But just deal with how the truth was or wasn't presented and maybe some of the weaknesses in the debate, because I think a lot of people are talking about it, and it's a good opportunity to talk about how we share the doctrines of grace in a loving way. Okay, so, Lord willing, I may not get around to that, so I'm not promising anything, but just keep me in your prayers about that. Hopefully, maybe I can start it Tuesday, but I might not finish this topic today. Now, I'm going to get straight into it. Has anybody ever heard of Red Ice Radio? Now, that's what I'm going to be reviewing today. They did a video, one of the hosts on Red Ice Radio, Heinrich Pomengarn, I think that's how you pronounce his name, and his wife, Lana, I can't remember her second name, but they're a married couple anyway. I know, I don't know him very well, but years and years ago, back in 2009, I was on Red Ice Radio before it was alt-right. Today, just to give you a bit of a background, Red Ice is I don't know if it is, but I think it is, maybe the biggest alt-right media organization, maybe in the world. I don't know. Maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe there's something else out there. But years and years ago, when I was on it, it was kind of conspiracy-related political stuff that they were covering. They're still doing a lot of that kind of thing now. And they were very leftist, I think. Years ago, I think they would even say that as well. They were kind of more, you could say, maybe traditional left. Over the years, they seem to have gone down, you know, rabbit trails, as you would say. And they've kind of gone from, you know, people on the internet questioning everything. And unfortunately, they have gone down the route of, well, almost everything is a conspiracy. And, you know, Hitler was misunderstood. They have a lot of guests on about Hitler being misunderstood. The Holocaust, I remember I was just for doing this show, I tried to listen to as much as I could get my hands on. Just to get, you know, try and give an accurate representation of who they are, and they've changed. And to be, you know, I think they're probably one of the best representations of what the alt-right is and the dangers of the alt-right. They're very polished, well-presented, and all that. Heinrich and Red Ice are based in Sweden. So that might shock some people but I don't know. So anyway, it's based in Sweden. Lana, I think, is American. I know she's got Russian background or something like that, but whatever the case. So they are connected with Richard Spencer, to my knowledge, and maybe somebody else coined the term as well. Richard Spencer used the term, I think, maybe 2012. I heard today, listening to, I think, some podcast radio program, that somebody else used the term maybe before that. It's possible. Who knows? Anyway, but just to reiterate as well, the alt-right, I believe, is racist. But before I get into, not everybody who uses the term alt-right is actually alt-right. For example, Milo Yiannopoulos, who I'd have various issues with, I wouldn't see him as alt-right. He uses the term. He sees it kind of, maybe defines it in another way. And it is kind of a loose movement. But to be honest, there's a whole spectrum of people within the alt-right. Do I believe the alt-right as a movement is racist? Yes, I do. But, and this is why I'm doing the program, I think it's dangerous. But a large section of them, it's like a whole gray area in between, and they wouldn't go nearly as far as Red Ice would go, or Richard Spencer, or many of the other people, Nick Griffin, who is a Holocaust denier, and I don't know why they changed their policy, but, you know, up until, like, Nick Griffin, who was the leader of the British National Party, the BNP, who pretty much were the alt-right in Britain, and they got two MEPs elected, and, he's a fairly regular guest from what I can see on Red Ice Radio. They're the kind of people he has on. He also has on David Duke. And I'm just going to go through the kind of rhetoric that they use. Now, the person who does this video for Red Ice, she's accused of being by the leftist mainstream media, which is unhinged and over the top. And this is why I want to do this, because in our zealousness, and I've seen it in kind of comments, I've seen a kind of a leaning of certain journalists. One journalist I can think of off the top of my head, she left an organization. She was fired for going on an alt-right podcast. You might know who it is, but, you know, for the sake of argument. And then she put up something that was very alt-right sounding, and it just seems like more and more people are leaning in this direction. Now, they're probably going to say, woohoo, but, as a Christian, I need to point out that this is sinful and wrong, okay? And trying to define what the alt-right is and the problem. I'm not against nationalism, but what I'm against is conflating culture with skin color, okay? And that's kind of what's going on here. But let's go through this video that was produced by Red Ice, and they're dealing with the accusation that they were accused of being white supremacist.
Hi, thanks for watching. I'm Lana from Red Ice. According to numerous media outlets, the ADL and other lefty orgs, I am a white supremacist.
Now, straight away, just notice how it's according to leftist, and a lot of these Vox and all the, they're horrible, horrible publications. So it's easy to kind of go, look, they're saying this, so therefore it's false. Okay, you know, just...
Not just any white supremacist, but the queen bee of white supremacy.
Just to point out, that was from the BBC, just for those who are listening on MegiddoRadio.com.
I'm also a wife, mother, and smile a lot, but don't be fooled by my kindness, because I'm really trying to secretly seduce and convert you into evil white supremacist ideology.
Yeah, I'm nice and all this, you know, I'm sure lots of people in the SS thought they were nice too. It's kind of irrelevant, and that's my point. It doesn't prove anything one way or the other. You think that you're nice. A lot of people in history who are complete monsters didn't actually think they were monsters. So I'm just saying, for the sake of an argument, if you want to be logical about it, what you think of yourself as being nice or not, we kind of, you know, okay. She comes across as, you know, lovely, you know, personable, a lot more likable than a lot of her political enemies on the left. Sure, that more true, you know, I suppose you could say alt left or whatever you want to call it, but I digress.
Lefty, mostly female journalists, actually say this about me. The go-to term of the left is white supremacist. Well, they've cried white supremacist so many times in so many situations that it's meaningless.
That's true. And that's the problem. This is kind of one of the reasons I'm doing this, as a Christian, as a conservative, as a quote-unquote right-winger, as a person who would be lumped in with being a racist myself, purely the fact that I'm an evangelical and all this kind of stuff, that I felt like I needed to say something that it's not just... The left has overused the term fascist, racist, so much that now people have become so inoculated to it that they either think it doesn't really properly exist, or they become almost numb to it. And it has become meaningless, and that's absolutely true. And this is the danger, because in a reactionary movement against, say, the communist Antifa, the violent thugs in Antifa, you get a kind of a brown shirts being organized to counteract that. And that's what I'm concerned about. Now, I don't know what the exact numbers were in Charlottesville. That it seems like a fringe enough movement. I have concern, though, I think a lot of the support for the alt-right is not kind of on the ground, shall we say. A lot of it's on the internet. If you look at the numbers that Red Ice are getting, it's quite big. And, okay, you can go to Richard Spencer's page, and it's quite small. But It's been getting a lot of coverage. And I've seen a lot of conservative journalists, good journalists, by the way, who have no problem maybe joining up. Sometimes I've seen podcasts, you know, this one female journalist can think off the top of my head, who's working with another female journalist. I don't want to name names because I'm trying to deal with the actual issue and I don't want to make it about that person necessarily. And that person is very much is on alt-right media a lot, is very much leaning in that direction, not anywhere near as far as Red Ice has gone, but I see a bit of a shift because there's a bit of a vacuum of morals and values or whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to call it, in the conservative movement. They know they don't like the leftists, but there's no regenerate heart. There's no scripture to follow. They're not born again of the Spirit and say, we're going to follow the Ten Commandments. That is the law of the land. No, this is, hey, let's find the right thing to work. And unfortunately, in the search for solution, it's become, well, everybody's against us, quote unquote, us being the white race. Then we've got to band together so they don't destroy us. This kind of thing of white genocide and all this. Now, is there racism against whites? Of course there is. There's racism against every single group. Every single group on the planet suffers racism from other people who have different amounts of melanin in their skin, okay? And hate each other because they look a little bit different from each other. That's it. It's stupid, it's sinful, and it's wrong. The Bible is very, very clear. Acts 17:26. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. All nations of one blood. So the outright can, you know, with tiki torches and all this kind of stuff in Charlottesville can say, you know, blood and soil and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I think it's growing. I'm concerned. I think the numbers that is, it's a kind of a bit of an underground movement. It's a bit like the flat earthers. You know, there's no kind of, nobody really in the mainstream takes it seriously, but it's how many views it are getting. Okay. And please don't waste my time in the comments talking about this nonsensical waste of time issue about flat earth and all this kind of stuff. Please. Just, it's just searching for, you want, and it's the same, look, unfortunately, I think with a lot of these groups, it's, there's kind of an addiction to conspiracy. I was in that movement, brethren. I came out of that movement. Do conspiracies happen in history? Of course they do. But when you see a conspiracy, there's two extremes when people are studying history. People see a conspiracy everywhere, you know, and in the case of the Nazis in the 1930s, they saw a Jew, the international Jew and the bankers behind everything, and they spread their conspiracy theories in the 1920s and 1930s, so much so that it came to such a, you know, for want of a better term, crescendo or something like that, you know, where everybody, a lot of people hated them, that they were willing to do something so despicable. That they were not even human. Treat them like they weren't even human. They were like, they were vermin. All of sin and fall short of the glory of God. All of us are capable of wickedness. All of us commit wickedness in our heart. But to do something that hateful where millions of Jews are gassed. But unfortunately, because the left has overused the term racist so much, unfortunately, the people who are against that and are like annoying liberals are kind of banding together. And some of these people, some are racist. Okay? And they veil it in better terms and have a better reputation than the likes of David Duke. But you know, David Duke doesn't come out and say, I'm an anti-Semite. He just bangs on about Zionism controlling the world and all this kind of stuff every single opportunity. David Duke is also a regular guest on Red Ice. None of these guys ever come out and say, hey, I'm a racist. None of these guys ever come out and say, hey, I hate the Jews. They don't. Not today. It's not PC enough. They know that they're going to hemorrhage people. They know they've got a lot of people on the borderlines. And they're just going to put it like this. Look, this is how it's put. Whites settled. I'm saying this is what they say before somebody takes me out of context, right? I don't agree with this. But, you know, that whites settled the best civilizations. It's not that we're against other countries, but other races. It's just they need their own country and all this kind of stuff, which is sheer nonsense. How many people from all over the British Commonwealth came and fought for the British and defeated the Nazi Empire? I don't know if that's even popular among certain people that the Nazis were defeated, but I think it was a good thing that the Nazi regime was defeated. And people from India and other parts, not all had white skin, by the way. Okay? Defending Western civilization, if you want to say that that's something you want to defend. I want to defend the truth of the scriptures. If you want to say what's moral and good, and those threads of decency that is in Western civilization, it comes from the scriptures. How did Britain prosper? The Bible, the word of God, the gospel went forth. Germany, other parts of Europe as well. I'm not talking about economic, primarily spiritual, but when God changes a person's heart, right? As it happened during the Reformation and the Spirit of God spread throughout much of Europe. Europe went from being kind of a socialist, you know, feudalism and all this kind of thing that was happening across Europe. And then you had what would be called in modern terms capitalism, because of belief in private property. Thou shalt not steal. The law of God. So, and people's hearts being changed, so hard work and the individual creating jobs and all this kind of stuff was a kind of a byproduct. People have written books about this. Is it the most important thing? No, but it's secondary blessing. You just notice, right? If you compare Roman Catholic countries with historically, I'm saying historically, there's no Protestant countries really anymore. But just compare them economically. And I'm not saying it's about riches and all this kind of stuff, like some kind of prosperity gospel. But it's values, and it's coming from the scriptures, number one, and from the gospel. The Spirit of God working in those nations and transforming. Look at the prosperity of a country like Switzerland. And Switzerland's not spiritually strong anymore, but it still has some of the blessings of freedom and things like that left over from the Reformation. Okay? Let's continue with this video.
Even vehement anti-white lefties know this label has been pounded to a pulp and is now rendered useless. So what is a white supremacist anyway? A person who believes that the white race is inherently superior to other races and that white people should have control over people of other races.
And how that's exactly applied and all that kind of stuff. I don't say that, just to be technical about it, I don't say that Red Ice are white supremacists. I said the racists. Okay? You're a bunch of racists. There you go. So, which I think is an easier thing to defend because we'll get into that in a sec. We'll play it on.
The first hit on Google says the belief that white people are superior to those of all other races, especially the black race. This term conjures up Hollywood-created imagery of a white man frothing at the mouth and whipping some black guy in chains just for fun. It's so ridiculous. This scenario does not exist anywhere on the planet today. Do I want to lord over other races and subjugate them as my slaves so they can clean my house, take care of my family, and run my errands? Come on, it's so stupid. No white person in my scene wants this.
How do you know? It's a bit of a straw man, okay? Here's the thing, right? If you believe that the I'm just saying, from a racist, outright position that whites create the best civilizations, according to them, then you're going to want that kind, those kind of people in your community because you believe that they're better. Okay? If you're saying that it doesn't matter, that race, color, and if you're saying to other people, hey, I don't care, for example, I don't care what color skin my grandkids have. Okay? Look, my kids will be white. My wife is white. Okay? So not much we can do about that. Okay? But I don't care. As long as my daughters marry someone who loves the Lord. Now, I think there is Puritans and stuff like that would have written about culturally and in status. You know, for example, a poor person marrying an extremely rich person. It's not that it can't be done. It's just you have to realize, and talk about different times and all that, because there was a massive difference between being poor and rich, much more different than it is today. Practical implications that should be taken in. If you're going to marry somebody who is, just say you're, the woman is poor, okay, it might not be as big of an issue if she's marrying a guy who's a bit richer and all this kind of stuff. They're coming from two different worlds, and it's going to be struggles, okay, trying to fit in with each other's lives and all that. And it's not that it can't be done. It's not that, you know, they're kind of riffraff and all this kind of stuff. It's not about that. But you have to realize that, just say, for example, the man earns hardly any money. I'm going back to, say, 200 years. And you have to factor in, okay, it's going to be difficult for a woman who's used to wealth and prosperity and having a lot of, you know, having an easy, much easier life, and then has to go and maybe clean the floors and all this kind of stuff, and they can't afford a servant and all this kind of stuff. They would talk about things like this. Yes, it's something to take into account. Far less so today because of the internet. Cultures are more kind of uniform, things like that, so it's not as much of a consideration today. But it's not about, hey, you know what? Their skin's a little bit more, the skin's a little different. No, their values are different. A Christian is supposed to only marry in the Lord, not marry in their skin color. Okay? So, but it doesn't start off with, I want to subjugate races. Okay? Not even, you know, like Red Ice, or they talk about Islamic immigration and things like that. A lot of what they say is true, by the way. This is kind of, you know, broken. You know, I was going to say a broken clock, but not quite a, you know, a lot of things they say is true. But unfortunately, the stuff and the solutions interspersed with all the other stuff that they're doing is the danger. The Holocaust denial and the racism and things like that. Genuine racism, by the way. So, do they want to lord it over? Number one, I don't know. I don't know their hearts. But here's the thing. They want a country. They want white countries for whites. And if that's the case, that's primary for whites, then everybody else becomes a second-class citizen, okay? And they're being subjected. It may not be with whips. It may not be in the Hollywood way of sticking a gun in their face. But it's still lording it over them.
In reality, we want the complete opposite. Do I think white people are superior? I think white people are pretty awesome and have done some incredible and unique things.
Notice how she doesn't actually answer it.
Just as an Asian or African would say the exact same thing about...
No, notice how she gets around with it. It's very clever. I hate it when people do that. They just present the question, don't answer it. I think whites have done some pretty amazing things. I agree. Yeah, some people with less melanin in their skin, I don't know what's the big deal about it. It's just skin color. You know, people who would have... Again, we all go back to Adam. At one point after the flood, there was 8 people. We all go back to the same ancestor. Probably that ancestor was pretty brown, to be honest. And then you get the spread of the people, the nations, in Genesis chapter 11. God scattered the people. So, and then you get variations of these different genetic types. Okay? We all share a common ancestor. going back thousands of years. They're all of one blood. There is no... Is there a difference in genetics? Yeah. But there's differences in the genetics in tall whites in America as there are from, you know, British people or whatever. Why does that this always have to be conflated with skin color as being the defining factor of who, quote-unquote, our people are? At least with the British system and all that, it was, you know, though, you know, there's kind of a tight connection, at least I hope there is, still is, you know, between them and other Commonwealth countries. Those who, you know, fought and died during the Second World War defending Britain and the attacks from the Germans and stuff like that. But we'll continue.
Their people. So what?
We like our people, but, yeah, no, I actually forgot to say this. You know, Asian people think that they're amazing, too. Okay, well, yeah, the ones that you put on your program, yeah, is there racism against, are there racist blacks? Yes. Are there racist Asians? Yes. Are they, of course, all these different groups have different races and all this kind of stuff. And unfortunately, there's a disproportionate amount of calling out of the United States, which is not a racist country. Come on. They just had a black president. If the racists really control the place, I don't think they're doing too good of a job. But I digress. People will find it anywhere. They'll just point it, repeat it over and over again, and again the term racist becomes irrelevant. She never actually said no. She believes whites are better. No, I don't think the whites are better. White skin doesn't give you any merit or any extra value or anything else than anybody else. Oh, they're doing all these studies about these different races, and, you know, the Asians are good with spatial recognition and all, oh, whatever. Yeah, their parents taught them in these skills, okay? And until you can put a person with these genetic characteristics and compare them in the exact same environment with the exact same schooling, with the exact same teachers, it's irrelevant. Okay? I am noticing a bit of a drift in some conservative, and these media outlets would not be racist. I would not classify them as racist at all. But they're drifting in this direction in a kind of response to the racism of the left, which is, you know, the soft bigotry of low expectations that has kind of gone on. And they'll say, oh, well, there's fewer blacks in this college, so therefore we got to get the percentage of blacks up, so we got to drop the standard or something like that. The problem is not the black skin. The problem is lack of educational standards in certain communities, which happen to be black. And unfortunately, they've been taught victim status. That's what they've been taught. And they've been taught to be different, and, you know, if they're not, quote-unquote, black enough, they're Uncle Toms and all this kind of stuff. This is what they've been taught.
Each race is different and unique, and each race is proud of their people.
Each race is different and unique and is proud of their people. Not that... There's no kind of value, there's no kind of answering the question whether whites are superior and are better and all this kind of stuff. This isn't answered.
It is what it is. It doesn't mean I want to exterminate and enslave other races. But if you enter into the dictionary search field, black supremacy, Asian supremacy, or Jewish supremacy, nothing comes up. But it does exist. The word supremacy...
Yeah. But just because people aren't as good at pointing out... It's interesting you should point out Jewish supremacy, but anyway, because there's a lot of anti-Semitism on their channel. It doesn't matter. You know, are there racists on all these different groups? Yeah. But it doesn't justify why he's being racist to other groups. In recent history, there's been a pretty horrific record in recent history, but But there's been all sorts of groups enslaving all different groups, you know, the Spanish and Portuguese and, you know, the transatlantic slave trade in Asia, different parts. You know, every civilization, unfortunately, has been involved in man-stealing, which is condemned in the Bible, by the way. Man-stealing is condemned in the Bible. Indentured servitude, kind of slavery, is allowed in the Bible and actually was the penalty for if you were caught after Britain outlawed the slave trade, which was the right thing to do and was the biblical thing to do. The slave trade was wrong. But often it would be blacks taking blacks and African things like that. But whatever the case, right?
Premises is explicitly used to attack white people. Well, now anti-whites are trying to broaden the definition of a white supremacist to include a social system based on or perpetuating the political, economic, and cultural dominance of white people.
Okay, so let's just look at that definition. Okay, that a white supremacist is a social system based on or perpetuating the political, economic, and cultural dominance of white people. You know, it's amazing, you just find, well, we're not that, but then they kind of have all these synonyms, and they basically say the same thing, and then they say, well, that's crazy. Yeah, that's what a white supremacist is. And, you know, I think they're at least racist. White supremacist, I'm on the fence how far they're willing to go. I don't know. They want a social system, or perpetuate political, economic, and culture for the dominant white. They want white people to dominate. Absolutely, just like the BNP, up until years ago, wouldn't allow somebody, the British National Party, if you were black, you couldn't join. I think it was 2010 they changed that. And Nick Griffin, when he was on Revelation TV years ago, if we get onto that clip, maybe we won't, basically said, you know, didn't really seem to want a black person leading. He said that would be unfortunate. You know, because he was asked, you know, would it be possible to... Being British has nothing to do with white. There are people who came over many, many years ago. They haven't had black skin, but they've fought in the British Army and everything else. And they maybe, and they're probably, you know, some of them are a lot of them are Christian and love the Lord. What has it got to do with whiteness? A culture is about values. Not about skin color. You might have a majority of those people who hold that value, maybe of one skin color. But it's not like whiteness produces prosperity. You know, it's absurd. But I digress.
White people. Did you get that? What this means is a system that perpetuates white people at all.
No, it's a nice little twist. He said, if you allow us to survive, well, it's amazing how they kind of, the alt-right has a knack of, sometimes it's genuine racism, like the left will find genuine racism sometimes in their stories, but it's running to victim status every single time. See, whoa, they don't even want us to survive. No, it's talking about the dominance of white people. I don't care what skin color you are. I care what you believe. I care whether you love the Lord Jesus Christ or not. Skin color is irrelevant.
It means a country where white people exist as the majority anywhere in the world. And if they want to keep...
That's not the definition that she gave. She completely twists it. Perpetuating the dominance of white people. It doesn't mean that white people can't be the majority or anything like that. Treat everybody as individuals, okay? The president of the country or whatever role or being a pastor or whatever should be based on do you fit the qualifications for that role? It doesn't matter what skin color you are, okay? I know this might sound basic to some people, but this is sinful and this is wrong. We're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. The two tables of the law are summarized like this. to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. The second commandment. This is failing in the second commandment. It's sinful and wrong, based not treating somebody with the same dignity and respect purely based on what? Skin color. I don't say that everybody, just because they got white skin or are quote-unquote my people. Why? Should I say that everybody's got the same kind of hairline as me is my people? Maybe everybody who's got a beard? Well, that might exclude some women. But why? I know why we do it. But can anybody see how stupid racism is? I pray that people can.
Keep it that way, it's supremacist. White countries perpetuating white culture and offspring is supremacist and evil. This is literally...
Okay, now it's a different issue. Yeah, if somebody says, because you want to marry somebody who's white and then have white children and all that kind of stuff, that's racist. That's not racist. Now, if you're saying some people are just attracted to some other people, some people just happen to just... I don't even know how to get into this, but people are attracted to certain types. You know, some people might prefer somebody with... I don't even know how you'd even describe how some people are attracted to each other. You know, the first time, if somebody's married, for example, and the first time you saw your wife and you got those butterflies in your stomach, that kind of a feeling, you can't put it down to, you know, a little checkbox. You just know you find this person cute or whatever. And generally, you know, people are attracted to the same color. There's nothing racist or anything like that. That's just silly. But sometimes people do marry people of a different skin color. Okay? So what? So, I mean, both you should be able to allow to marry. If you're a Christian, you should marry another Christian who loves the Lord. And you share the same, you know, statement of faith and stuff like that. You have the same view over baptism and things like that. But, again, it's like taking one issue and then changing and coming up with something else, unfortunately.
Pushing genocide. Only targeting white people. No other people.
And then there's the massive jump. This kind of happens all the time. And I only kind of cover this because... it's majority likes. It's like 99% likes on these videos. This is scary. It's just like, oh, you disagree with this. You're for genocide. What? I don't want a system that has white people dominating. I want a system where the, you know, in business... there's an equal playing field, so the best businesses thrive. The people who work hardest, the people who fulfill their contracts and stuff like that, the people who are blessed of the Lord as well, that can happen as well. I don't care if you're black and your company does much better than or Asian or whatever. Who cares? I care about your values. I don't care about your skin color. Genocide? Yeah. Are there places in the world as racist against white people? It seems like there is in South Africa. And people use that example over and over again. Look, there's... yeah, and it's horrible. Hey, we should be against any unlawful killing for racist reasons or whatever, regardless of what group it is. Okay?
Just white people. So if you think any of the following, you are an evil, white supremacist Nazi that deserves to be destroyed. 1. Do you think it's okay to be white?
This is not the issue with... okay, of course I believe it's okay to be white, black, whatever. And there's a big, you know, just to let you know, whenever that, you know, that alarm sound pops up, that... on the screen, for those who are listening on the iTunes, it's just, that's white supremacy. Ah, you're a white supremacist because you believe that it's okay to be white. No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't. Maybe the unhinged left say that. I definitely would never say that. That's stupid.
Do you think white people exist as a race?
I believe there's one race, and there's different levels of melanin, period. And there's different phenotypes and genotypes. That's it. People look different. Wow. I believe there's a human race, and that's it. That's what the Bible tells me.
3. Are you proud of your European ancestors?
Which ones? My European ancestors? Oh, you mean the ones... I'll just pick some bad stuff. The Crusades that wiped out the Waldensians and the Albigensians were actually Christians. And was everything that the Crusades did was bad? I don't think so. I think they pushed back the Muslims and things like that. That was good from what I can see. I need to study it more, if I'm being honest. But I definitely don't like the minimum 50 millions that were killed by, you know, the papacy. You know, but I don't bring up, hey, they had white skin. I don't care what skin color they had. What? It's irrelevant. They did it because of what they believed. Not because of their skin color. Absurd. Look. Europe prior to the Reformation was an incredibly dark place. What brought the light out of the dark ages? The Word of God. Proud of our... Seriously, it's like... All the outright want to do is point back... See, the whole world is savage, but... The whites are just better savages than everybody else, and... You know, are... I guess they're saying they're smarter, and... You know, they build better civilizations. That's what the message is. So... If you... And then eventually it gets worse and worse, and it gets to the point then where people are kind of like talking where... In order to preserve civilization, it needs to be perpetually white. You know, have a white country and things like that. That was one of the dreams of, I think his name was Eric John Phelps. The guy who did Vatican Assassins. That big, thick book. I think it's about 1,600 pages. Oh boy. If you type in the word Jesuit conspiracy, he's one of the first terms in Google. And one of the first places people go to debunk stuff if he's made horrendous errors, which he has. He, in his PDFs and or not, in his appendices, he will include good works on the Jesuits from like the 19th century and stuff like that. But the guy is a complete racist. I think he's a, you know, professor Christian pastor as well. He worked with somebody who was Hispanic, I think maybe Mexican origin. Anyway, on his radio program. But here's the thing. He wants a country which has just got whites. He said, you know, we have a country for white people. You have a country for yours. Look. If a church is for whites only, that's racist. If a church has blacks only, that's racist. If it's got Asians only, that's racist. You get what I'm saying here, right? You should become a member of the church... If you are, and the Bible sometimes uses the term race, part of the seed, which was represented by Jesus Christ, that race, that are in Jesus Christ, by faith alone, and that doesn't matter what skin color you have. It's irrelevant. And how did Europe change and become such a, you know, a lot of blessing from about the 16th century onwards in Germany and Britain and things like that, and large... Not everything they did was perfect, obviously. Where did that come from? The Word of God. The Spirit of God moving upon the face, across the face of Europe, and calling people into the kingdom of God. That had nothing to do with their skin color.
4. Do you want to preserve Western civilization?
Which parts? I want... The part of Western civilization I'd like to preserve is the Solemn League and Covenant from the 17th century, which basically called for... This is a covenant signed by Britain and Ireland, represented Britain and Ireland, that they would follow Jesus Christ, that he is the head of church and state, and that these islands need to repent of this and turn to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because they made this covenant back, it was 1647, I think it was. But if you want to talk about quote-unquote preserving stuff, yeah. But we need to repent. Is Western civilization better than the Middle Eastern or North African or African or a lot of... Yeah, it is. But I'm not going for the lesser two evils, because if we're going for a moral vacuum, unfortunately, it ends up being, well, what binds us together? Oh, we're all white! No? What you believe.
5. Do you think white people have a beautiful culture?
Which one? Do you think white people have a beautiful culture? What are you talking about? Australian culture is not the same as South African. Okay. A lot of that was from the Dutch and things like that. There are many, many cultures that are primarily white-skinned, okay? Because of where they were located, far away from places that had a little thing called sunlight that will encourage things like melanin, and then, you know, they have children, and you get my point. I mean, it just infuriates me that, which culture? There's loads of them. German culture is not the, do you think the Germans and English are the same? Well, and at the points in time when they would have corresponded and things like that, going back when the gospel blessed Germany, okay, when Martin Luther translated the Bible from Greek, Hebrew, and the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic into the German language, and but like what part? When there was settlement of the United States. There was Roman Catholics, I think, in Florida and things like that, and there was, there were Protestants, but there were also a lot of sinful debauchery and things like that, and there was a lot of bad stuff, right? They were both white, so am I supposed to own all of it because I share the same skin color? Give me a break.
6. Do you think white culture exists?
Again, which one? How about Christian culture? Which doesn't...
7. Do you want white people to be a majority in the countries that they created?
They created? Let me put it like this. I don't care what skin color they are. I don't care. Just, I don't care. If they have white skin and hate God, that's not good. The barbarians and the fall of the Roman Empire, it didn't happen. I don't know. Well, I don't even know what skin color they were. But the Germanic tribes, the Franks, Visigoths, all this kind of stuff. If you want to talk about Europeans, was it always peace and love and things like that? No. No, was it in Africa either? No, I'm not saying that either. Were the Indian tribes in America all peaceful before the white Europeans? No, okay, you don't, no, because they didn't have God. They didn't have God. Again, skin color is irrelevant here. Absolutely irrelevant.
8. Do you want Europeans to have countries of their own, free from forced mass immigration and diversity quotas?
I'll play that one more time.
Do you want Europeans to have countries of their own?
Europeans to have countries of their own. And what's she saying? Europeans are white people, by the way. To have countries of their own. They're probably not going to have too many, you know, varieties of skin color, by the way.
Free from forced mass immigration.
Free from those people of different skin colors.
Diversity quotas.
Okay, multiculturalism is a disaster, but that's not multi-races. Okay, and that's the problem with the alt-right. They conflate culture and race together. So it really becomes just about race. Which white culture? Which black culture? I know, I mean, generally they get conflated together, but black culture in the United States, for example, is not the same as black culture in Africa. Now, which part? There's different tribes. There's even different tribes that go across borders because some of the borders are kind of arbitrary and things like that. What are you talking about? I mean, the way a white South African is going to look at the world is going to be very, very different to the way I look at the world. Even if, you know, and a lot of times, well, unless we're both Christians, that will bind us together and we look at the same thing if we're both born again and saved in the spirit. But just that you've got two people, an Irish person who's got white skin and, you know, a white South African farmer or something like that is going to look at the world in a very, very different way. That's not exactly the same. He had more of the Presbyterian influence in South Africa and things like that. The unfortunate apartheid, but it got worse after Mandela, unfortunately. And here's the thing. A lot of the things that the alt-right puts out there, but the racism, again, you know, the hypocritical racism of the left drives them into this kind of bait-and-switch tactics.
Nine. Do you think Europeans discovered and invented many incredible things?
Yeah, they did, but so did lots of people. I'm not, you know, when I see inventions, I go, ooh, they were white, yay! White, what? Okay. Do you know what people are proud of, you know, proud, you know, so I'm proud of this, you know, I'm proud to be, you might say, okay, you know, proud to be part of a, like, you know, people say they're proud to be American, but are you saying just only whites are American? A lot of groups. And not ethnic from Germany, not ethnic from England or anywhere else. Oh, man, I...
10. Do you say America, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa was founded by white men?
I'm sure that land existed. Okay, as a country, yeah. But how exactly? Maybe... Has it got more to do with belief systems? Or has it got more to do with the melanin in your skin? I'll let you decide.
11. Do you think white people...
Okay, this is, need to skip ahead here. Basically, the point she's making here is, you think white people are allowed to, you know, have white babies and all that? And if you think that, well, you're a white supremacist. No, you're not, but that's not what Red Ice are saying.
Told celebrate difference, but you can't actually notice it. But
I don't think you should celebrate difference. I think you should celebrate the truth. Things that are good, things that are praiseworthy, but I'm not just gonna praise something. I don't care what skin color you are. That's not like, you know, or, you know, fat pride or whatever else or things that they're creating. You might take pride in something you've done and achieved or something like that. Or you might be proud of somebody else, and, you know, we shouldn't boast in ourselves. But just because the other side is against you, I may hate you, and may not like you, and may think you should just disappear, and think every white person's horrible and racist and all that, it doesn't allow you, it doesn't give you a card to say, hey, because everybody else is racist, I'm going to be racist too. And that's kind of the logic of the alt-right, unfortunately. Not everybody who claims to be alt-right actually is. Again, I think a lot of people are on the kind of gray area in supporting a lot of stuff, and I think they're doing it naively because a lot of these journalists in conservative media, or libertarian media, this is the classified as well, a lot of them are very young, very naive, okay? give an example in Britain, Tommy Robinson, he was part of the EDL, the English Defence League, which kind of went in a really ugly, racist direction from what I can see after that. And I think probably Tommy, who works for the Rebel Media now, Rebel Media is based in Canada, he doesn't seem to have a racist bone in his body, but he's genuinely concerned about Islam, what the Quran teaches, what Muhammad did, the fact that he was a pedophile and things like that, and that is going to be seen as normal in the country, and, you know, Rotherham grooming gangs and all that, and he was rightly concerned about these things. And I'm not saying that everything Tommy does is great and stuff like that. Tommy needs the Lord, and some of the things he does, I think, is, you know, I definitely say, is ill-advised, a lot of things he does. But not a racist, not some kind of a nasty person that he's been portrayed on the left. Now, he's left the EDL, okay? A couple of years ago when he turned in that direction. But there's a lot of young people, this is the way I see it, a lot of young people in Britain, they're fed up with mass immigration and all this kind of stuff and celebrating diversity, even though there's, you know, Muslim grooming gangs, and Islam has nothing to do with a race as well. Shouldn't perpetuate this kind of nonsense either. Islam has to do with the teachings of the so-called Prophet Muhammad. And their values being brought over. And the fact that they don't have any respect for the British Constitution, they want the black flag of Islam flying over Downing Street, many of them. Not all of them, but a significant minority. And that's the danger here. Not the skin color. That's got nothing to do with it. You can have white people who are carrying out these terrorist attacks too, by the way. And that happens too. It's just, you know, so nonsensical. Now, you know, when they talk about mixing together and all this kind of stuff, yeah, the Bible condemns marrying those who are not in Jesus Christ. And, you know, in the Old Testament, when it was Israel, Israel was the visible church. So marrying outside of Israel back then was marrying somebody outside of the church who did not believe in Yahweh God and did not acknowledge him as God. In order to be in the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, you had to have, if they were actually following this, a credible profession of faith in the same way that they do today. It's not just anybody who just says, oh, I want to immigrate to Israel. I'm talking about Old Testament now. They're part of the visible church. In the same way you join the church today, the visible church today, based on a credible profession of faith. Not based on whether you're saved or not. You see, the thing is, the session, the group of elders in the church can't know your heart. But if based on a credible profession of faith, then they're allowed admittance into the church, the visible church. Who the invisible church is, then the Lord knows, and we treat those people in the visible church all as being Christians. But we're not to marry outside of that, because if you love the Lord, what fellowship hath light with darkness? You're marrying somebody who hates Christ? Now, if you find somebody and they love the Lord, and you're attracted to them, things like that, you're roughly the same age, etc., and so on, and there are no major obstacles. I think there's some cultural things that can cause problems. Generally, it's not a problem, but it's something to take into account. Now, because it's harder and harder to find a spouse now, I think people shouldn't create like a list of a million things. If you find somebody who loves the Lord, you're attracted to them, you feel burdened to pray about it first, by the way. I prayed about my wife for about a year before I finally actually contacted her. And so pray about it. If it's the Lord's will, nothing can stop it, you know. But realize he is sovereign. But who cares what skin color the person has? It matters whether they love the Lord. And this is the problem I have with it. And unfortunately, I've seen this in some Facebook kind of forums and stuff like that. Elements of this growing with people who, you know, I pretty much think that they are Christians, but I think that they've gotten so sick of the leftist unhinged calling everything's racist that they have gone in the opposite direction to become reactionaries in the same way during the 16th century the Anabaptists were reactionaries against Rome. And rather than biblically reforming the church, they rejected everything Rome said, sometimes even the Trinity, they tossed out infant baptism and all that. They just said, Rome believes that, we believe the complete opposite. No, they didn't even agree with each other.
Oh, whites are evil and privileged even though race doesn't exist.
It's stupid, I know, yeah. When a leftist, white, whatever color, says this, it's ridiculous, it's stupid, and it should be pointed out, right? But this does not allow and say it's okay to do what Red Eyes does, which says, now I'm going to go on, you kind of get the idea of the video, you know, say, oh, I'm nice and all this kind of stuff. Okay, so, and you might think from that, you mightn't be convinced how bad Red Ice is from this. Let's just play a quick clip. This is from Radio 314. This is Lana's radio program. And she had a guest on, was it July of last year, an 18-year-old Canadian YouTube sensation, who likes Hitler? Yeah. This is the alt-right, folks. Now, are there variations of beliefs? Yeah. But conflating white, the white race, with white and white culture, and conflating that all together, and saying that that's what we're defending, this is a core belief of them, and it's linked in with anti-Semitism, Holocaust denial, and thinking that Hitler was a misunderstood guy. Listen how she reacts to this guest, Evalian, who was, I remember she, Evalian or something, I can't know how you pronounce the name. She was on YouTube about last year, and I remember when this whole thing broke out, I kind of saw the videos and stuff like that. It was horrendous, but she put out these videos, basically, I'll play it in a second, I can actually see what she says, and here we go.
Welcome everyone, including our first ever live studio audience, Crazy Swedes over there on the couch. And also, Evelyn is joining us via webcam. Welcome to the show, Evelyn. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm a fan of the show.
Cool, well, thank you. So, do your parents know that you're in the next room, possibly talking about Hitler?
Yes, and they support me 1,488%. Well, they didn't always support me, but now they do.
So how did you come out to your parents, if you will?
I was just telling them stuff I was reading and telling them to read stuff, and it just kind of caught on.
And so now they're pretty cool with it. I mean, you can openly talk about things. I think you said in one of your videos that your mom was actually more of a leftist feminist, right? So you were basically working on her, right? Kind of breaking her down. Wow.
It was pretty cool. She wasn't really closed-minded to the idea, so I didn't have to really fight too much.
Nice. Very cool. Well, I have to say, when I first saw your videos, I didn't think it was real because, you know, I thought you were funny, and I thought it was really good to, you know, laugh about these things that are considered, you know, no-no, off-limits. We can't laugh about that. I think there's a great value in, you know, shocking humor that's irritating leftists because they just go nuts, you know. And so it might scare away some kind of normal people, but it also draws in many others to actually dig deeper. They're, like, curious about, who's this girl? And she's talking about Hitler, right? So what do you think? I mean, how are people responding to your videos?
I've gotten probably about it's hard because the people who completely disagree and are closed-minded are very loud. But I've gotten so many messages of people saying I changed their opinions, that I made them watch awesome documentaries, that I completely changed them, and some were like, I don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah, I saw, too, in your Q&A, like, some of the biggest questions were, well, one, your bra size, and number two.
Okay, so enough of that. So she's very positive towards this girl who's, by any definition, a Nazi. You know, neo-Nazi, whatever you call it, white supremacist and all that. Going to play another clip. This is... So what does this young lady believe? You know, who Lana, the presenter of this program, who's become like the female face of the alt-right. I think that's probably fair to say. She's the female face of the alt-right. And very positive about this neo-Nazi. And let's just see what Eveline's beliefs are.
The media and school system has told you all your life that Adolf Hitler was the most evil man to ever live. Unfortunately, you were told lies and you most likely believe them. Hitler is very rarely accurately portrayed. You know, even Churchill once said that the victors write the history books. What we hear about Hitler through the media and the school system is extremely biased because they don't want to offend the Jews. In this video, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is why Hitler was not evil. In fact, he was the opposite of that. He was a very strong leader and a brilliant man.
I don't think we really need to hear anymore, do you? That's the one. So, I'm not white supremacist. You know, you see, they're trying to create this, you know, we're the rational ones. We're the nice ones. You see those nasty Antifa box and all these, they're crazy. Don't listen. That's not, you know, I'm not, you know, that's, we're not Nazis. In the same interview, Eveline on Radio 314, then they started talking about this conference with Richard Spencer, who's another racist, alt-right leader.
Yeah, it's funny. I went to the Richard Spencer MPI conference, which was a lot of fun. There was a lot of young, flashy boys there, you know, a lot of good-looking young guys there. And I told some girls, get over there, you know, get to this conference if you want to meet a guy on this page. And there was a couple girls that did, and one girl who actually met her fiancé. So that was kind of cool. She wrote me and let me know that. Are you going to go to the MPI conference this year, possibly?
I don't think I'll be able to travel. Conferences are...
No, they're very, very positive. Just the point I'm making here is they're very, very positive about Richard Spencer.
Really my thing, but I'll consider it.
Yeah, what do you think about all these terms? I mean, I don't get stuck up on all these terms, but, you know, alt-right, pro-white, national social... I mean, there's just so many terms flying around.
Oh, you can be pro-white, national socialist. You know, which one are we?
What do you think about that?
I don't really think too much about these terms. I just utilize them to communicate better with people. Perhaps it would be, maybe in the future I can make a video talking about this terminology to help some people out who are just new to the movement. Because I know when I was researching stuff, I was confused by like the term red pill.
But notice how all these terms are really used about the same movement, national socialist. And if you look at enough of Eveline's trash, that stuff that still remains on YouTube, that's kind of a scary thing. Her stuff got removed because it was really, really, really bad. But Red Ice kind of, you kind of have to listen to the whole program or most of it to kind of get to the point where they kind of go, yeah, you know, gas chambers, that's ridiculous. Could that many people have been, you know, it's a typical Holocaust denial arguments. You've heard it once, you've heard it a thousand times, unfortunately. So, it doesn't seem like she's going, hey, we had nothing to do. You see that disgusting thing that the Nazis did in Germany? No, Red Eyes Teach, if you go across their programs, just go onto their YouTube channel, basically Hitler's been misunderstood. They're very positive towards this woman who's blatantly a Nazi. They're very pro-Hitler. There's no two ways about it. Okay? They're more pro-Germany in the Second World War than they are. They've got lots of conspiracy theories about what the British were doing. I'm sure that the British didn't do everything perfectly. I don't think that for a second. If things go on, yeah. But a lot of their stuff is just sheer speculative nonsense in the... Seriously, you got to be careful with this stuff on the net. But I digress. I mean, this stuff is very, very popular. I mean, for example, right? Red Ice have got 154,000 subscribers. Okay. Another problem, maybe, somebody could argue maybe they're the only group. You know, maybe it's a fringe group. Maybe, you know, like in conservatism, you have many, many groups that are like them. But they are being seen now as the alternative on the internet, especially where, you know, a lot of Generation Z people growing up and all this kind of stuff are. Wow. I just saw a video there of somebody. I think I recognize that guy. Anyway. But this is kind of one of the things I will say, right? A lot of this is kind of the direction a lot of the conspiracy theory heavy websites will take you. I'm not saying all conspiracy theorists go in this direction. I'm saying when it's just a complete obsession, when everything has to be, well, I'm not going to reject what actually said and all this kind of stuff. And it becomes such a rejection of anything mainstream that it just becomes everything's turned on its head. Now, yeah, I kind of dealt with a lot of things. I'm not going to get a chance to go into, one other thing I was going to mention, we don't have time here. Nick Griffin would bang on a lot about white genocide. They talk about white genocide a lot in order to get you to feel bad, feel victimhood and all this kind of stuff. You know, basically do what all the other groups that they complain about do. You know, hey, they're all victims, and we gotta ratchet up our own victim status. And look, are there individual cases against individual people? Yes, and it's horrible, and when it happens, we should point it out, and we should decry it, and racism is terrible anywhere. Treat it on an individual basis. Don't go saying just, you know, all this group is bad. Treat people as individuals. Individuals. That's all I'm asking. Are you going to get people saying horrible things but groups on Twitter? Of course you will. Of course you will. But that's usually... Look, I'm going to just look at, for the sake of balance, and this is often what's creating this... Well, it's helping to foment a lot of this nonsense. This is from BBC Three. BBC Three is a complete social justice warrior channel. And I'm just gonna, okay. So this will be on TV as well. I'm going to try and stop it at 1:44. Yeah, this is a very short clip. I'm going to play all of it. And this is, look, guys on the left, you're creating the atmosphere with this kind of rhetoric where the online outright is growing, unfortunately.
I went through a phase of not liking white people.
That's what?
No. But
for those who listen on meterradio.com or the iTunes, this person is Ramesh chats to James Acaster, right? And the video is called "Everybody's Racist Sometimes." Okay, this is the extremity, because then racist becomes, well, everybody's racist, so what does it matter? You know, is it really actually a thing? It's just like, oh boy, you know. Anyway, so this guy, I don't know, I think he seems to be that his parents might have been Indian or some are Pakistani or something like that. I'm not too sure, but not sure who he is, but he's talking to a person with white skin. And James Acaster, I don't know who these people are, by the way, but it's just, my jaw hit the ground when I heard a lot of this conversation.
But let me just, I need to explain this.
I've already agreed with you that it's fine. I don't think you need to explain it at all.
I was very young.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'd started to be allowed to go into town on my own. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
The early days of being allowed to go into town on my own.
17?
And I was walking along and this bloke was walking behind me and he said to me, "Move out the way, chocolate boy," or something like that. Something racist, right?
Yeah.
It's more offensive than that.
Right? You were eating a chocolate cake.
No, I wasn't. If I had been, at least there'd be something to blame it on.
Yeah. It is way more understandable to hate white people than it is anyone else.
You think so?
I mean, that kind of stupidity, it's not right. You see, this is, it's virtue signaling. I completely understand why you hate us, how you hate white people. It's wrong. I don't care what group it is. to hate Jews purely because of their blood or whatever like that. That's anti-Semitic. If I hate all Asians or whatever, unfortunately, there's a lot of bigotry in different countries. It doesn't make it right. More understand? No, it's racist. Okay. Now, the guy doesn't believe this anymore, but I'm just saying this is, and the person's making these claims that it's okay to be racist against white people, James McAster. Yeah, you know, this is modern leftist pseudo-academia, unfortunately. And these institutions like BBC Three are pumping this rubbish out.
Easily. Even the good ones are still benefiting from all the bad stuff that's happening to everyone
else.
Yeah,
that's true.
What in the world? What in the world? I'm just like, even the good ones, everybody is benefiting from, you know, the bang out of colonialism and all this kind of stuff. Oh, give me a break. What bad stuff? You see, this is a complete socialist looking of the world. In order for one person to get rich, it has to be taken from somebody, okay? Which is complete nonsense. The reason why Britain has more prosperity than most of the countries in the world is because of, well, a lot of the Lord blessed Britain, in a special way, but in a more kind of a pragmatic economic way, the beliefs and views that came from Scripture in the 16th, 17th century onwards, there's some elements of that still remaining. I mean, still, there's so much socialism intertwined and all that. And did Britain perfectly follow the Bible? No. Okay? I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying everything Britain did over the last couple of hundred years is perfect or anything else like that. But because of, if you just look historically Protestant countries with other countries, you notice that they're wealthier. Not because they've been stealing from people. You know, if we're in a room, I've got 10 euro, we got euros over here, and you've got 1 euro, it doesn't mean, ergo, that I've stolen a couple of euro from you and we should each have the same thing. No, maybe I worked 10 times as hard as you did. Or maybe whatever. You know, the conclusions that that modern leftist pseudo-academics come to is staggering. And it's straight away, whites are evil, and let's blame them for every single problem of the past, which is racist. And it's not going to help, because you're going to create a generation of young people, and you're going to create young white racists in reaction against that, unfortunately. And I'm not excusing the people who are reacting against that. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right at all.
Even the ones, the most saintly white person is still...
Yeah, but, I'm...
Okay. I think there's enough there, but... Everybody's benefiting from it. So what should people just all move to poor countries, so they're not guilty of it, and it's okay to hate people based on the color of their skin? What a wonderful message. See, the left is racist too, by the way. I'm not leaving the left off. The alt-right are racist, but I fear that this... And I've seen in certain places, this reaction against the unhinged attacks of the left, you're going to get more and more support of media outlets like Red Eyes. Be very careful. If you're in journalism, be very, very careful who you work with. What's the view of... Just because you hate and don't like liberal media like CNN and all that, doesn't mean, hey, we have the same view. There's no positive rules or what people are actually trying to defend. You know, it's a bit like, at least, you know, in America, they have the Constitution and all that, but the alt-right aren't for the Constitution at all. They're for white people. That's it. Because they say, well, you know, it's, as you hear some of the Charlottesville protesters and all this kind of stuff, it's either us or them. They're trying to preserve them. And that's what it becomes all about. Whereas, while I don't agree with all the Constitution, you know, the parts where it would clash with the Bible has to be the ultimate authority. At the same time, at least they're uniting around values. And they're saying, and a lot of beliefs do match up with the Bible. You know, self-defense and all that is clearly biblical and things like that. I have a fear for the future, if I'm being honest. And I have a fear where this may go. And I know a lot of conservative commentators have just kind of said, nah, this is a non-movement. And if it grows, it's because of the left. Yeah, you know, and the left are fanning it. Because people are getting so sick of Newsweek, CNN, Fox. Just the nonsense. The younger people who don't ever have any things that, hey, here's what we believe. They're going, who's the group that is most vehemently standing against? And often it's the outright. And they unfortunately have a lot of this baggage with them. Questioning the Holocaust and thinking that Hitler was misrepresented during the Second World War. And unfortunately, I think Christians were naive to think that we can also fall into this error. Reject anything that says, my people, is because you're skin color. No, my people are the people who love and serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're my people. I don't care what skin color they have. I don't care what skin color my grandkids have. If both my daughters married black men, Asian, and all that, if they love the Lord and serve Him with their lives, I wouldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. That's all I want. I pray this has been a blessing. If you've got any questions, MegiddoFilms@gmail.com. I wanted to cover this at least once. I pray this can get onto Megiddo TV soon. It's been Paul Flynn. Thank you all for tuning in.